I'm John Moe. This is Future Tense from American Public Media for Tuesday, July 27th, 2010. You can go on your computer right now and look at 92,000 documents from the U.S. military about the war in Afghanistan. Classified documents. President Obama has said he wishes you weren't able to see them. But you are. Julian Assange runs WikiLeaks, the website that published them. I asked him last December how WikiLeaks decides what information gets shared.
It has to be true. It has to be of diplomatic, ethical, political, or historic significance. That's it. That is the promise that we make whistleblowers, that we will impartially and fairly represent them to the public in the same way that a lawyer would represent their client to the court.
Why not just open it up to everyone, like with Wikipedia?
That was our original plan. So our decision to only publish things of some significance, it is based upon that we have limited resources. And if you have very high-quality material that people have risked their lives to get you, and you put that in the same pool as someone who's, what's an example, we received something from a guy talking about how he had discovered that he was the Antichrist. You devalue the seriousness and the political impact.
Julian Assange from December 09. All right, back to these Afghanistan documents. Micha Sifri is the editor of techpresident.com.
If anybody ever doubted technology was changing politics and government, the release of this huge archive of classified information by WikiLeaks should put that doubt to rest. We've got a stateless news organization, WikiLeaks, which lives on servers spread around the world, making it impossible to shut down, working in tandem with three major professional news organizations, the New York Times, The Guardian, and Der Spiegel, to effectively put a level of access to information in the hands of the public that governments simply would never have allowed before. And they used to be able to control what those newspapers and news organizations would do, in part by informally controlling their access to information by, in essence, saying, you know, if you go over the line, we'll stop talking to you. We won't invite you onto the press plane. We won't give you a seat on the bus. And reporters behave within certain parameters in part because they do need that continued access. WikiLeaks doesn't need a seat on the bus.
If we live in a world where 92,000 secret documents can find their way to the internet, what does that mean for how the government and military are going to operate? Jonathan Zittrain teaches law and computer science at Harvard. He's the co-founder of the Berkman Center for Internet and Society.
If you're a government or any other large institution and you have information processing and stuff gets written down or typed in all the time, it's hard to keep it secret. It might mean that over time what we'll see are the most interesting or controversial tidbits not conveyed in a form that gets archived. So somebody will put the boring stuff in the report and then call up the person who's receiving the report and say, okay, here's what you really need to know. And I'm not sure that having that unofficial back channel among government officials is such a great idea. It's really valuable to have a historical record where people speak frankly on it and understand that it may be years before it all comes to light. That's one negative. One positive is these kinds of technologies mean that the amount of distance between what a government or an institution shows to the world and the interior face that it shows itself and lives, the distance between those two, I think, is going to be a lot smaller.
Other stories we're following at futuretense.publicradio.org. If you own a smartphone, you are now allowed to run software that hasn't been approved by the company that made your phone. It's called jailbreaking, and it was approved by the Library of Congress Monday. Details on what else you can do are at our website. Producer Larissa Anderson is here, and we've been looking at a couple of stories today about Google and the government.
Yeah, Google announced a new government version of its Google Apps service. So now federal employees will be able to run Gmail, Google Docs, or Calendar. The company was certified under the Federal Information Management Security Act.
And last October, Los Angeles awarded Google a $7.25 million contract to replace the city's aging email system. But Google has now missed a deadline to meet the city's security requirements, and the whole deal is in jeopardy.
So Google is good enough for the feds.
But they can't cut it in Hollywood. This is Future Tense. I'm John Moe.